My dearly beloved in Christ, the primary thought that comes to my mind on the first day of a new year is one of gratitude. Gratitude to Almighty God for having seen us through the past year, all of the blessings of the past year and of our past lives, and for giving us the opportunity of a new year. We don't know whether we will see the end of this year, but God has allowed us to see the beginning. And we should think about what we have to thank Him for. All of the blessings, temporal and spiritual, our lives, our health, the supplying of our needs that God has given to us, but above all the spiritual, all of the holy communions and confessions, the masses we have attended, the inspirations, the graces, all that God has done for us. Who could calculate? The scriptures are filled with references to the duty of giving thanks to God for His blessings. And I would like to read just a few of these quotations from scripture. This one from the book of Daniel in the Old Testament. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, because He is good, because His mercy endureth forever and ever. And from St. Paul to the Ephesians, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God and the Father. Several more quotes from St. Paul in his epistles, giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God and the Father. Giving thanks to God the Father, who hath made us worthy to be partakers of the lot of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. And let the peace of Christ rejoice in your hearts, wherein also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. All whatsoever you do, in word or in work, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Be instant in prayer, watching in it with thanksgiving. And one final quote from St. Paul to the Thessalonians, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you all. And again, this is just a very small selection. The point here is that the scriptures are filled with references to the duty of thanking God for His blessings. And it's very important that we do that, because if we don't give thanks to God, number one, we don't deserve to receive future blessings. And number two, we tend to become critical and to see the negative instead of seeing God's blessings. Now, not only have we been blessed individually, but in our parish we have been blessed, and I'd like to give you a little recap of some statistics for 2025. Of course, as you know, we have three priests in residence with five sisters and four religious brothers. During the past year, there have been 14 baptisms, three of them conditional of adults, and the other 11 children, babies. There have been 14 First Holy Communions, 15 confirmations. We have lost three parishioners, three deaths, and there have been three weddings. Not a lot, but blessings from Almighty God. We think of our beautiful church, our facilities, our school, seminary, convent. God has indeed blessed us. And as I mentioned before, we have to remember that. Otherwise, we delve into and fall into the pit of becoming critical and just seeing the negative. And there are some people that are like that, which is sad. They like to complain. We all have crosses to bear. There's no way you can arrange your life in such a way that you don't have the cross. And it comes in different guises, different kinds of crosses. And when we bear the cross with patience, we not only are gaining merit for heaven, but we also are maintaining a joyful outlook, because there is so much to give thanks to God for. Books on the religious life talk about this. If you have even one person in a community that has a critical spirit, they use the term murmuring, going around, like the old saying goes, one bad apple will spoil the bunch. The same thing can happen in a parish. You could have one or a few members who just find fault and are critical, and then it just brings everyone else down. So if someone comes up to you with a negative, critical attitude, remind that person of the blessings of Almighty God. We have so much to give thanks to God for. God is good, and we must always remember that. Let us, at the beginning of a new year, resolve to serve Him with all our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.